Casson had established himself as a hard-driving investigating prosecutor early in his career when, in 1982, he reopened an unresolved 1972 bombing case in which three policemen had been murdered near Trieste. The policemen, responding to a telephone tip about a suspicious car, had opened the hood of the car and set off a bomb that killed them instantly. The deaths were blamed on the militant Red Brigades, and hundreds of leftists were brought in for questioning, but no one was ever charged. 10 years later, Casson, then a 28-year-old prosecutor, was given the task of reviewing the case in the expectation that he would tie up a few loose ends and close the file for good. Instead, despite receiving intentionally misleading information from the police and the Secret Service, Casson managed to turn the case on its head. He discovered, first of all, that the police had never investigated the incident. When he traced the explosives, he found that the trail led to a right-wing group. He quickly arrested the culprit and obtained a confession that included the startling revelation that within 3 weeks of the bombing, the true story had been known to the police, the Ministry of the Interior, the Customs and Excise Police, and the civilian and military secret services. All of these agencies had conspired to cover it up for political reasons. Casson put the guilty party behind bars. But he did not stop there. He demanded and was granted permission to search the archives of the Italian Secret Service. There, he found documents revealing the existence of a covert, high-level paramilitary army, codenamed Gladio, that had been set up and financed by the American CIA in 1956 for the purpose of waging guerrilla warfare in case the Soviet Union ever invaded Italy. Gladio was furnished with a secret training camp in Sardinia and had 139 arms and weapons depots hidden across northern Italy. Gladio's 622 operatives were trained in intelligence gathering, sabotage, radio communications, and creating escape networks. While the establishment of a stay-behind resistance militia could be justified in the Cold War environment, Casson found disturbing references to internal subversion in the Gladio documents. Casson then discovered that the organization's largely far-right-wing network of operatives had used Gladio's supplies and infrastructure to stage terrorist attacks within Italy, with the intention of implicating domestic political parties on the left.